Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Couple things to address on YouTube, on the chat. Our good friend Genghis Korn.
The Korn.
Just got back from an 18-hour train ride yesterday to Tucson. Take the Amtrak like I took last summer.
18-hour
train ride. Mine did not. Mine was 7 hours to Denver.
From Hondo,
yeah,
to Tucson. Whoa! It's why is that 18 hours?
I don't know.
That shouldn't be that long.
Yeah, he lives in Hondo.
We don't know where Hondo is.
He says I'm back in Tucson. 18-hour train ride
is
yesterday
Hondo
on Amtrak.
Texas. That's the question.
It doesn't matter.
It shouldn't take that long.
It shouldn't take that long.
I went from Lincoln to Denver in 7 hours.
I think it was Arizona also. My good friend, the Petersons, took the family down. This game kind of fun. We're going to take Amtrak. I think the only one that came back was Steve. And the other ones flew back.
It's a one-time experience.
Why?
I drove back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What was the problem?
I don't know. I think I'd love it.
Amtrak. 18-hour
trip. I did it overnight so I could sleep on the plane, on the train.
You guys would have to look at the geography.
Were you in a sleeping car?
No, I did not. I did not pay for that. I just did the regular seat.
Hold on. You guys question Genghis on this. Why shouldn't it be 18 hours from if it's East Texas
to
Tucson?
Still not East Texas. No. You should be able to make it. You should be able to make it from, Columbus, Ohio, in 18 hours.
There must be a lot of stops.
Must have been a lot of
I don't
stops.
Know. Yeah, I'd like to know why that was 18 hours. Was there some sort of mechanical issue on the train?
Maybe it just takes
was
that long.
Was there a service stop here, Genghis? I don't know what the problem was.
That's a long trip, baby.
Troy says it's 900 miles.
It should not be 18 hours then.
Well, how far is it from Lincoln to Denver? Is it like a 500?
Okay.
Is that right?
I don't know. I don't know what the mileage is.
It shouldn't take 18 hours, regardless.
No, it should be maybe a 8-hour top.
Genghis, weigh in, please. Tell us why it took so long.
I don't know. Also,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I can imagine back in the day, you're just riding the train, going across the country. It's in the in the Wild West, just riding the train. Look out there. Well, there's a bunch of guys on horses pulling up and jumping up on the caboose, and they're going to take our
money.
They got guns. As you're looking out, there they are.
Yep.
There they are. Couldn't text.
They're going to rob us.
They're going
unless we fight back. I don't. Yeah, that would be the Wild West.
Yes.
I'm getting a screenshot from somebody.
The Wild West.
So Hondo is right by San Antonio. It's very near to San Antonio.
It's an easy trip.
This says by train it would take a day. I'm not sure why. It says if you took a car, 12 hours and 4 minutes, but a train is like a full day.
Huh.
That means it was that far.
Huh. Okay, so now we know where Genghis Khorne lives.
Hondo is very near, like right by San Antonio.
Okay, so he's from San Antonio.
Rudy, chime in.
You know Hondo? He's never said anything about Hondo at all.
We're talking about Rudy. Was there any chance you thought about standing up and getting our attention whatsoever?
Hondo is by San Antonio. My city.
It's basically Rudy's from Hondo, and he just.
Are you from Hondo, Rudy?
Might as well be. That's my neighbor. Yeah,
it's my neighbor.
Genghis is my friend. Henry says that L.A. to Seattle is a 27-hour train ride.
Okay, on Amtrak. Help me with that.
I don't know what you're doing. Yeah, to do that.
Okay. That's brutal.
27
that's
hours.
That's over a full day on the train.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. That steers me away from Amtrak.
Does. I enjoyed my trip. By the way, also one last thing before we move on. During the break, we're watching ESPN. And, you know, this is the MLB's time to shine. And Home Run Derby tonight and the All-Star Game. And they're doing the whole hour on the quarterback rankings for the NFL. Yeah. It just shows you what's king. We know that, but it just further shows what is king out there.
I don't know why they're doing it today, but, Bill, I could watch it all day or listen to it all day. Quarterback rankings in the NFL. I could.
Wouldn't interest me to that level, but it interests me some. I like hearing about it. I think about Atlanta right now. They've got the SEC Media Days.
Yes.
They've got the All-Star Game.
And Beyonce.
I didn't know that. It was
all at the same time. Yep. All at the same time going on.
Yep. Beyonce, the All-Star Game, and SEC Media Days. God, there is a lot there. Not that I'd be interested in Beyonce, but there's people interested in Beyonce, right? Would you go to Beyonce? Would you and Laura go to Beyonce?
Personal question.
Probably not.
Probably not. Would Laura want to go?
She might. I don't like leaving the house. So that'd be the whole. We have to get back to that. Remember, I'm making the move to Casey and the Sunshine Band, which you're going
to. Mid-August,
Steve. Mid-August.
Oh, we got to get ready for that.
Least Chicken. Least Chicken before that.
Least Chicken before that for a gathering. Yes.
But Beyonce, you wouldn't be out. You would not go to the MLB All-Star Game.
No chance of that. No. First of all, I wouldn't know anyone out there. We've proven that. I wouldn't know one player. So that would get me. It's like.
I got to think I'd know one.
Clayton Kershaw's an all-star. But he's like a legendary status. Like he didn't deserve it. He didn't earn it. But he just, hey, you're still here.
Is Kershaw not all-star. Pitching like an all-star anymore?
No, he's been hurt. He's old. He's not yet.
God, Kershaw's old.
He's like 38, 39.
Oh, God, really? Yeah.
He's old. He's been around for a long time. There we go. 464-5685, call or text as always. I saw this article from CBS Sports this weekend about the each Big Ten team's most recent unanimous All-American. This thing was fascinating because it showed you that, again, a lot of teams that you make fun of, like Northwestern, Purdue, they've had recent All-Americans. Now, Purdue, it's been since 2010 with Ryan Kerrigan for them. I guess I thought Rondale Moore might be a unanimous All-American, but he was not at Purdue. But Rutgers that has one player ever unanimous All-American. That was tight end Marco Battaglia in 1995. You know him?
I know Marco. Yep. He was always around the program when I was at Rutgers.
Really?
Talked to him numerous times. Went to New York City with him to an event. Yes, me and Marco. Yes.
He was a unanimous All-American?
We had a driver. A driver took us into the city.
Did he play in the NFL?
Yes, he did. Not sure how long. Yes, he's NFL. Yes.
Definitely was there.
But he was a unanimous All-American.
Yes, he was. The only one in the history of Rutgers football.
And you're saying on the rundown that Maryland's never had one?
No, I didn't say that. Maryland's last one was in 1974.
Okay, that's
who was that? Do we have a name?
Was it Randy Scott? Is that a name there?
Don't remember
Randy
Scott.
Don't know him.
Randy something.
Maryland hasn't had a unanimous All-American since 1974.
That is correct. They've had five ever, and the last one was 1974. Nebraska's last one was 2010, Prince Amukamara.
Recruited by Bill.
Yes, which is awesome. But it's been 15 years since they've had a unanimous All-American, which we've discussed in the show before. But.
So the one that got when I looked at this, I thought, okay, so Amir Abdul was not a first-team All-American.
No.
He wasn't.
No. Yeah.
He was a second-team All-American. Then if you look at the first-team All-Americans that year, which was 2014, it was Melvin Gordon. And could you name the other running back? Don't look at my screen.
I'm going to say...
If you can do this, I'd almost say I'll give you $100 right now.
P. Ryan.
No.
Samaje Perine.
Good, yeah. good guess, though.
Oklahoma, yeah.
Because I think he was the second team guy with Amir.
That's a pretty good guess.
That's a really good guess, and I got 100 in my wallet, and I'm glad you didn't get it. Tevin Coleman.
Oh, Indiana.
And then I thought, Tevin Coleman? Well, Tevin Coleman rushed for 2,000 yards that year.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. He rushed for 2,036 yards.
What did Melvin Gordon rush for?
I'll have to look.
Because I was there with him during this.
Hold, 1 second, though. Let's stick on Tevin Coleman for a second. Tevin Coleman, who when I saw it, I was like, no way Tevin Coleman's better than Amir. Tevin Coleman that year ran for 2,036 yards and averaged 7.5 yards a carry for
Indiana.
On
a bad team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a freak he must have been.
Yeah.
By the way, I missed it was Randy White, not Randy Scott. Randy White at Maryland.
I know who
wrong name.
Very Randy, aware who Randy White is.
Randy White. I make sure I get
Cowboys
that correct.
Like 14 years.
I said Randy Scott. Randy White was the player from Maryland. My bad.
Randy Scott.
That's a shooting
guard. I knew something was wrong with that. Randy White. Oh. 1974, last Thank unanimous you. All-American.
Melvin Gordon's stats in 2014. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, it's nuts.
Bill was
there. It's nuts. I had no idea. This is embarrassing. 2014, 343 carries for 2,587 yards.
What?
In 1 year.
2,500 yards rushing?
29 TDs. Is this correct?
Well, he had 401 game against Nebraska. Yeah,
he did 401 game, yeah.
408.
And here's the remarkable part about this. He didn't even go to the Heisman.
But 2,500 yards?
Didn't even make the top. To the Heisman, didn't go.
2,500 yards.
How many touchdowns?
Almost 26. 29.
Yeah.
What? What kind of freak year was that?
In the Heisman conversation.
Oh, that's why Amir wasn't first team All-American.
Yeah.
Because those two guys were, Melvin Gordon and Tevin Coleman.
Also, Melvin Gordon, one of the nicest, hardest working. It was kind of one of those things where, hey, we're not going to use him on kickoff return. But he came to every special teams meeting, sat in right up front.
Really?
Made notes, knew what was going on.
Really?
Made comments. Oh, yeah, it wasn't like, yeah, I'll be up in the other room.
Dude.
Just a dude.
Total dude.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, great guy.
First team All-American.
Yeah, nicest guy in the world.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.
I have a job for a breaker. Can somebody out there please get me Melvin Gordon's total career yardage against Nebraska? We know the 408 he had in the one game. What did he have in his career? I'd like to know.
Because he was part
Melvin Gordon's career. Because in 2012, he was carried, a part. Yes.
He was the fly sweep guy.
Yes.
He got the ball in the fly sweep.
Nebraska in 2012 in the Big Ten title game.
He didn't have a big year that year, except he did average 10 yards a carry. 62 carries, 621 yards.
How many carries?
He averaged 62 carries, 620 yards.
Average 10 yards a carry.
Average 10 yards a carry. Melvin Gordon, for his career, averaged 7.8 yards per carry. First team All-American.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But you look at other schools on this list. You know, Minnesota, we make fun of. They've been great. They've been good, but not great. They had, in 2019, unanimous All-American, Antoine Winfield Jr., defensive back, 2019.
Some dudes.
Michigan State's been, up and down. Kenneth Walker, 2021, running back, unanimous All-American.
Bill, you weren't here. You had to leave the other day, but I gave Jake a stat. Minnesota's one of nine teams that in the last 6 years have had a first or second round pick. Minnesota.
One of nine teams
in the last 6 years that have produced a first or second round pick.
Yeah, I was stunned by that.
That's a PJ Fleck, but wow, it is.
That's a wow.
That's development, I think. A lot of that's development, right?
Yes.
He also got some guys. I mean, those guys you named, Winfield?
Antoine Winfield Jr.,
I don't know how much development he needed. He was really good. I mean.
Is he still in the NFL? Tampa Bay?
Oh, yeah. He's still in the NFL.
Yep.
100%.
I remember his high school film.
Do you?
I absolutely loved him. And I was at Ohio State, and Ohio State passed on him. I believe his dad played at Ohio State.
Ooh. And I believe his dad absolutely played at Ohio State.
I think you're correct on that.
And at the time, Ohio State, we passed on him.
Wonder why.
We passed
on him. How'd you feel about that, Bill?
Well, I'm like, that was their decision because he was too small.
Okay.
And he's a first-team All-American and has won a Super Bowl and is still in the NFL. So probably could have got on the field somewhere, I would imagine.
Height and weight. Antoine Winfield.
Wisconsin, as you're looking that up, has had two in 2019, Jonathan Taylor and Tyler Biadasz, the center. So it's been 5 years for them. But again, 2019. Washington's been 11 years. Huholi Kikaha, linebacker? I don't remember that, guy.
I don't remember him. I kind of do, but I can't remember a lot about him.
Sorry, back to Winfield Jr.
Yes,
5'9".
Yeah. He was. So when they said he was small, he was.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably 5'8".
Yeah. His dad, by the way, 5'9". Right. Little dudes. His dad played 14 seasons in the NFL.
He was
NFL.
Very good. Very good.
In the NFL.
Pretty
14
solid.
Seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, and once you go beyond one season, it's incredible.
Yeah, and junior's 6, pro bowler and all pro. Hello.
Lowly Northwestern has had an All-American as of 2022. Peter Skoronski, first round pick, left tackle.
Yeah, he was
before
good.
That, Rashawn Slater, I think,
we
was the first.
We saw him in Ireland. We saw Skoronski in Ireland.
He did. For the one win team.
They won one.
And he was an All American.
That's a remark. This is a great, great list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
Thank you to CBS Sports, always CBS providing Sports. Us wonderful content there.
You know, I was thinking about CBS this Sport. When you talk about, like, let's say about teams. It's always teams you know better. So with some reason, this show hits a lot of Nebraska fans.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about that when I said that I felt there was probably an error made when Nebraska was in the national championship game in the Rose Bowl.
0-1.
And I thought, well, just because of where they had lost the last game. But it still went to the computers and it still passed. So it matters. It counts.
Uh-huh.
We don't talk about that team.
Not much.
Not at all. Not at all. They went to the national championship game.
I know.
They won, what, 11, 12 games?
Yes.
I mean, think of the people that are on that team, and we don't talk about it. It's like the team didn't
happen. Crouch.
It's Eric Crouch, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yep.
It was Dwan Gross. Yeah. Those are Gross were the quarters.
I mean, and we don't, it never gets discussed.
Nope. Not much.
Never enough. When you go back in time, it's like you talk about, oh, this game, remember this and that. I'm like, these guys went to the national championship game. They had a one-off, and then they played, arguably,
The greatest team ever.
Some of that 62-36.
That
right?
did hurt, yeah.
Yeah, that
some of that 62-36. That's what it is.
It is. And, well, I agree with that, but it's like they went to the national championship game. Yeah. They had the Heisman Trophy, and it's never discussed.
Not really. Partially because it was an incredible series of events that had to happen for them to get in. And when I say incredible, so it was remarkable.
Just the losses that had to happen.
Oh my God! I'll never forget as long as I live. Because I was working at the Journal Star, and there was like 6 things that had to happen, and they all happened. And people were and believe me, it was a monster deal. Like it was huge. But anyway, it's all that anybody talked about. But then they went and played that Miami team that was a force.
No one was beating that team. No one was getting close to that Miami team that year.
And they didn't. They
Oregon was considered to be. Nebraska in that game to play Miami. They had no shot against Miami.
Bill,
no one
they
did.
Really didn't. They
the
really
team was
didn't.
Unbeatable. Yeah.
It was not good. I didn't see the second half of the game.
Didn't need to.
Because I was writing. But I didn't. I didn't. I determined at halftime, I don't need to watch this. I got to get my story done. So I didn't see the second
half. I asked a breaker, I think, to give me Melvin Gordon stats against Nebraska before we get to break. They must have done some chat GPT here.
Yeah. I could have done that.
Apparently, Nebraska didn't, he didn't play against Nebraska in 2013. I don't know what happened.
I don't know
there.
What the deal was.
But Melvin Gordon faced Nebraska twice in his career. In the 2012 game, where he was the third string running back, he had 9 carries for 216 yards and a touchdown. In the 2014 game, of course, 25 carries, 408 yards, 4 touchdowns. So the sum of that, as ChatGPT points out, is 624 yards on 34 carries. That's 18.4 yards a carry against Nebraska in his 2 games ever.
That's insane. He had 600 yards in 2 games.
He averaged 18.34 yards a carry. In 2 games against Nebraska.
I don't
know
that you'll ever come up with a more remarkable stat.
Than I don't think you really will.
I had to know.
No.
Yeah, that's... I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. I don't mind saying it on the air. I shouldn't. It's okay. I mean, that's where me and Pliny really got sideways. We did on Gordon because he said simple. It's athletics. It happens. I'm like, no.
408 doesn't just happen.
No, 408 just doesn't. I said, no, that doesn't just happen. It's weird. I've never seen anything even close to it. It's an odd.
He didn't play in the fourth quarter.
They said about. He had in three quarters. Three. He had like 600 yards rushing that day.
I remember asking on the headphones. I'm like, hey, we're going to take him out. I'm like,
kind of running this top. Yeah, he's going. Seriously.
Take it out. It's starting to snow a little bit. Let's just get out of here.
do that stat again. Two games against Nebraska. Come
two
on,
games
Jake.
Against Nebraska.
So it would have been 2012 and 2014.
Yeah. Those two games, Melvin Gordon had 624 rushing yards on 34 carries. That would be 18.4 yards per carry.
Those weren't bad Nebraska teams.
No, that's the point. That's
what was
that's
in the Big Ten title game.
Yeah, the Big Ten title game.
The other one was trying to make a run to the to the conference title game again. 2014.
That they had Monty Ball, James White, and your third is Melvin Gordon.
All three NFL careers.
All three NFL.
Now, in the Big 12, in the Big 10 title game in 12, Nebraska's really banged up defensively.
Doesn't matter. 70 points.
I know
happen.
It doesn't matter, but it doesn't totally matter, but they were hurting up front, Bill. They were playing guys up front that had no business playing up front.
They played Wisconsin, Lincoln that year, beat them. Yeah. Down 14 zip early, came back and won the game. And then Wisconsin was the third team in that division. Ohio State couldn't go because of Tattoo Gate. Penn State couldn't go because of all the stuff with paternal Sandusky. And so here's Wisconsin at 7-5. Mm-hmm. Kicked your ass.
They were Nebraska was banged up. I get it. No, you're right. It shouldn't happen, but they were hurting.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That stat blows me away. It should. Average 18 yards a carry.
Two games.
How many carries? Just two. No.
35 carries.
35 carries, average 18.
That's so bad. Before we get to break,
it's not
Bill.
Better times.
Bill,
one of them was for me.
Yeah, that was fun.
I get to claim that one.
Yeah, you can claim that.
I was
on
the sideline for
you're
that.
You're right.
Before we get to break, Bill, what color were the lights last night on the house?
Mardi Gras.
Yep.
Mardi Gras.
Good. It's always a party.
Went Mardi Gras. It was Party Sunday. That's what we were doing.
Yeah. Oh, it's not. Okay. Yep. So
that can be year round if you want.
Purple. Well, it's just multicolored. It's got the lavender hue. Yeah, which is really nice. So it's
Mardi Gras.
Yeah, we were walking Sugar late last night, and then we went by house and go, check that out. We have another
halo lights.
New halo lights in the neighborhood.
Nice. Yes.
Oh, it changes your whole life.
What were they? Do you remember the color?
Kind of an orangish color, orangish red color. So it was kind of a very interesting color. Yes, it's very just. They were just off of A Street, a block off of A Street.
I tell you that on Holdridge and about 56, there's red, white, and blue halos. So it's on our side of town. Too.
When we shoot,
how about that, Jake? On our side,
north side.
When we
represent.
Shoot the flare off to identify a breaker on flare day, we should go do double flare for those who are also doing halo lights. Maybe a double.
If they
want to
do that,
yeah.
If they want to do that.
Double flare.
Yeah, double
are we doing
flare.
A flare gun thing?
Doing the flare
in September,
thing.
I think, September. At some point. We gotta inform the authorities about that.
No, we don't.
I think we should.
Flares.
I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail.
We're not going to jail.
4,000 flares went off over Lincoln.
What?
And there's a couple in Indiana.
One in Alaska out of nowhere.
Hondo, Texas is going to have one.
Hondo, Texas is going to have
Hawaii.
One.
There's a lot of them, actually.
HaloCustomLighting.com. Mozzarella Monday is next. Text us your best of the weekend at 464-5685.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.